Hey man, what's going on? So I'm excited about this episode today because I think this is a good reminder to be a good friend. When I tell you about the story, so I had a wipe of one of my battle buddies reach out to me, explaining to me, that he's going through a hard time, and they're not doing too well. And this is out of the blue that she reached out to me, right? She really doesn't reach out to me at all. She reached out to me. She was talking about, what's going on with him. And they just had a fight. There was issues going on. And I said, okay, well, me and him, we communicate almost every day via memes, via video. And then sometimes, it's a drop period where we just don't reach out at all, right? And we both feel bad. But still, at the end of the day, we both understand, he's busy working. I'm a dad. Also, a baby on the way, so he's like, "Hey, it's okay." And funny enough, we he's like, "Hey, man, I gotta talk to you today." And I was like, "All right, cool, we can talk later." I didn't think much of it, but when his wife reached out to me, I was like, "Okay, this is interesting. So, hey, what's going on?" Explaining to me the situation, I'm like, "Okay, perfect." But I think it was, for me, it was an honor and a privilege for her to reach out to me, and for her to tell me like, "He respects you. And he will listen to you. Can you talk to him?" And I just gave him I took a moment to just kind of step back because I've had a lot of friends either kill themselves, either spiral out of control because for whatever reason. But the friends that really kill themselves, I always hoped or wished that somehow, some way, I could be the last person they talk to, or that way I could change their mind, or that way I could just be there for them. Right, because I just think about how emotionally, I just think about how hard it is, right? That you're by yourself, no one, you're hurting, no one's there for you, and I know what that feels like, right? I've been there a couple times. I've felt that, and I just want to be there for them, and I almost even like a very regretful type of way for not being there for them, but. I felt so honored for her to say that, that I instantly said, okay, cool. Hey, what are you doing? Let's meet up right now. Funny enough, he told me, hey, I can't, I've already had plans, but I was trying to find a way to go see him because I just wanted to make sure he was okay. I wanted to be a friend that if I was in that situation, I wanted a friend to act how I wanted somebody to be about me and my situation, right? But we will meet up this weekend, and we did talk on the phone and explain everything to me, and that was great. That was great to talk, but I still think it an honor and privilege to be that type of friend. So my message for you today is: be the type of friend that you would want in a particular situation, right? And go above and beyond. All right. So, at the end of the day. I don't care what it is. I don't care where your friends are, even if they're 2 hours away or whatever, drop those 2 hours, right? Because you can save their life and somebody else's life. You never know the impact that you have on people. So just be a good person, everyone, follow the golden rule and all that, okay? So with that being said, love y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.